Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Robert Cargill Jr., president of his family's oil company and local philanthropist. His family has deep roots in Gregg County, and he'll be sharing some of that story today of his family's legacy as pioneers to this area, including the Rockwall Stagecoach stop that we recognize with a historical marker along Highway 80.
From my point of view, history is everything. And so, remember, this year, 2020, is the 150th anniversary of the founding of Longview, which was 3 years before the founding of Gregg County, which was carved out of Rusk, Upshur, and Harrison County in 1873. And that was after our ancestors came here. Our maternal family were the Harrises, and they came from Rock Hill, South Carolina, by way of Limestone County, Alabama. And then in 1846, they came and settled somewhere in the White Oak area. And that was T.D. Harris. He was a great-great-great-grandfather. And he had a stagecoach stop, which was a big house constructed on the corner of Highway 80 and Mosley Parkway. It's still a vacant lot. There's a historical sign there that says this was Rockwall. And I've got photographs of the house that was there, although I don't remember having ever seen it. It burned in 61, and the Castleberries lived there. Jane Gallacy, who's, I don't know which one of her families, but she was originally a Castleberry. They lived there when she was a child. The land is owned by the McWhorters, and great-great-grandfather Harris was the constable in Gregg County when it was founded. So we've gone back a long way. It turns out the Harrises ended up being land poor. They owned a lot of land until the oil boom. It was dirt farming, and that was it. My mother's father's family came from Iuka, Mississippi in 1895 by train to Danville. And I don't know how my mother's father and my mother's mother ever got together. They did. And they had two children, my mother and she had a brother, Thomas, and Pauline. And so that gets that family here. My dad's family all came from South Carolina to by way of Yazoo, Mississippi, and into Caddo Lake. And they settled northeast Harrison County. My mother and dad came together because mother and her mother hated each other's guts. Mm-hmm. And I've had this description indelibly. I mean, grandmother abused our mother physically and emotionally. And so grandmother's sister had married Martin Hayes. He was a very popular guy. He came from Rusk County and got into politics in Longview. And he had several offices beginning the early night. He was a city marshal, and then he ran for sheriff in 1924 and was elected to however many terms it turned out to be. And he was an interesting guy. He was apparently, I mean, in my experience, he was a gentle guy, but he put up with no from anybody, and especially me. I was a pretty quick learner. I decided, you know, I've got a bird nest on the ground, because Paula spent a lot of time with him, but I spent an enormous amount of time with him. He would take me out of school when I was in junior high, and we'd go to the Kentucky Derby. And we went to the 75th running of the Kentucky Derby in 1949. And he taught me to drive when I was 10 years old. And he had a pickup, we had a farm that's now Lear Park. Or that was his farm. And he and I would go out there and supervise whatever was going on. And on the way back, he would say, okay, you can drive in his Ford pickup. And until we got on Harrison Road, we got to what's now 31, then he'd take over. I mean, nobody's going to let me drive real streets at age 10. But so as a result of all that, I got a driver's license at age 14 because I had to be driving on a family farm. Didn't exist except Uncle Martin's farm. And as it turns out, Martin Hayes had acquired some land, and I go through that if you want, but the deal is the Harrises and the Hayes owned land that turned out to be, in 1931, covered up a lot of oil. And so it turns out in those days, the people who owned land and minerals, most of them sold some or all of their mineral estate in order to put bread on the table. Uncle Martin had sold all but 3/16 of his mineral interest in his 550-acre tract out near Merrill's Lake. And my great-grandfather, T.B. Harris, had sold about half of his minerals. It turns out, even at that, everybody got pretty rich. And we had the privilege of growing up in a wealthy family. And we didn't have to worry about the Depression because she came after the Depression. But I was born in 34 and the Depression was still there, but the real Depression in East Texas hit the people who didn't have any oil interests. But it didn't hit the rest of us.